about how you used to harvest wheat when you were young.
Well, with a cradle, an old cradle. I don't know. You wouldn't know what a cradle
is. I don't know what it is. Tell me about it.
Well, it was a thing. Did you see the mowing size, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Did you cut grass with?
Yeah.
Well, this cradle had a sneed now, something like that there wooden part to a mowing size. Well, but it had fingers, and the blades had four or five fingers. And you come around with that cradle, and it turned it up that way. It held that wheat on those fingers,
mm-hmm.
and you dumped it all.
I see.
Onto the ground, and the man come along behind and gathered it up and tied it into bundles.
All right, and then what did he do?
Well, you shocked it after you got through cutting.
How many bundles would you put in a shock?
12 bundles.
Now, did you put any? How did you when you set up a shock? How did you do that?
Well, you put 10. You set up 10, gathered the tops in together, and then you took two bundles and you broke them over and capped that. Put them on like that. Cap all those up to keep the water from going down. And
did you ever call that anything other than a cap?
No, I don't believe.
Did you ever hear? Do people around here ever call it a hutter?
No, no. Ever.
All right. And if you're talking about how much difference is there in the amount of wheat you can get from an acre now?
Well, 20 bushels was always counted a pretty good yield for this part of the country,
mm-hmm.
but it's all the way from 8 or 10 bushels to 20 bushels.
I see. And how do you harvest oats? Or how did you, especially before, years ago, how did you harvest oats?
Well, you harvest them the same way you harvest wheat.
Mm.
You cradled them down, tied them up in bundles, and shocked them up like wheat.
And what did you call that when you cut them? The
stubble. You mean that just left there?
Well, when you were cutting that, what about when you broke it up, you had to thrash wheat or...
Well, you mean when you got the...
I mean oats. I'm talking about oats. Oats. Did you have to thrash oats?
Yeah, sure. Oh, a lot of oats was fed in the sheaf. You know,
mm-hmm.
they call a bundle of oats a sheaf of oats. You, mm-hmm. you fed them in the sheaf. But, of course, they had lots of them thrashed, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you could feed them just as you come out of the field.
Was a sheaf about the same size as a bundle
of
wheat?
Same thing.
I see. As a bundle, you use sheaf. And then did you never shock that, though?
Yeah, sure.
Oats?
Yeah, yeah.
The same way?
Same way.
And you capped that the same
way? Capped
that
the same way.
Did that the same way. All right. Now these are some things inside the house. What kind of heating did you have in your old house?
Well, fireplace mostly.
All right. And what did that look like? What was that... Was it pretty good size?
Well, generally large, pretty large place in there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wintertime, there's large fireplaces. You'd put a big back log, you called it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd cut a log maybe a foot or a foot and a half in diameter and put it in there and build your fire against that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know... You covered up the coals of the night to keep fire. We were talking about that somebody yesterday, I was. I remember of a neighbor coming to our place with a shovel one morning to buy a coal or to get coals to start a fire.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether there were any matches in those days or not.
Mm-hmm.
Probably there were some matches, but everybody didn't have them.
Uh-huh.
So you're liable to your fire went out, but you had to buy go somewhere and buy.
If you were just going to start a fire, though, what would you use for? You'd have that big back log. What else would you have in the fireplace?
Well, of course, you had some kindling,
mm-hmm.
kindling wood.
Did you? There's not much pine wood around here, is there?
Well, they used to be. Oh, they was pine everywhere.
Did you use pine?
Dead pine, just all kinds of dead pine.